I am probably going to join a motorcycle club
after this. No, you are not, especially
just kidding.
After what happened.
I came to find out there's a good reason I don't own a motorcycle, and I never will, because when I get in situations like that, my personal safety goes out the window. I don't care about myself, which it's not. Don't not care about yourself.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Michaela and Brent here. As you can see, we are safe and back in our studio after our amazing trip. It was an amazing trip.
Okay, well, I have to just say that you all are lucky that you are seeing both of us, because one of us was almost not going to be here. And if you're just listening, you can't see who Brent was pointing at, but it was not me. It was Brent that literally should have been roadkill. So,
well, we were going to get into that in just a little bit.
Yeah, well,
but
insane.
I really think there was some divine help.
Yes, there. For sure.
Yeah. But with that being said, we wanted to come on and talk to you all, because our last week's episode, we were on the ship in the middle of a day at sea, and we didn't think that we were cruise people. And we are here to tell you that we are not cruise people. I can kind of understand why people love cruises, but I will only ever go on a cruise again if it is free. If it's a trip that Michaela earns through Pampered Chef again. We are so grateful to Pampered Chef. It, even though the cruising part, like that part, wasn't awesome for us. We're just not the kind of people that can. It felt like prison at sea.
Hey, you got to be careful, because the CEO of Pampered Chef listens to our podcast. So, Novena, we are so thankful.
Thankful. And and because we are the people that we are, we were still able to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yes.
Is that how the saying goes?
But something like that. But we, no, lemonade.
Yeah, I said lemonade. You we did? Were able to make lemonade.
Okay, so, but our Brent's brother, Tyler, and his wife, Becca, are cruisers for sure. So they...
And my parents.
Yeah, they all kind of got on us. Like, how in the world? It is so funny, because we called Brent's parents one night and we were already in bed by like 10 o'clock. And Brent's mom's like, why in the world are you not out on the dance floor going into entertainment or something? Like, you guys are losers. Like, what are you
doing? Because part of that, listen, if you know me, you know that I love people, but I don't love a lot of people.
All in one space,
though. Right. And when you're on a cruise, let's say there's 5,000 people, which there was close to 5,000 people on our ship. If, well, at any given moment, there are five options of things to do. Maybe a couple more, give or take. That means there are 1,000 other people doing what you want to do or choose to do. Or probably more, because if you choose the most popular thing, then there's going to be even more. And there was lines everywhere, and it, and I gained probably 20 pounds.
Oh, whatever. Okay, but we did get some other feedback that this time around for people, it was not great. So I think that it might have been the cruise line. It might have been the entertainment. And some other people were just saying that, like, the organization of it was not great. And it was kind of, there's a lot of older people, no offense, but it was kind of, the entertainment was more geared towards the older generation. So I'm going to get a lot of feedback on that.
No, like I said, I understand why people love cruises, but we're going to tell you some of the stuff that we loved. We met some awesome people and had some awesome conversations, and you will be hearing about some of those conversations coming up. We're excited. We will be having a couple interviews from some of our conversations on the ship. We met a young man who is going to be an absolute superstar. I can guarantee it. This kid is incredible. He has a voice of an angel. He's confident, but he is humble. Also so humble. We heard him singing karaoke one night. I don't remember the title. It's a popular...
It was on Sister Act, and I can't think of the title. It's
a popular worship song.
Yeah. He washed his sin, or your sins away.
Sing some of it.
No.
I tried getting her to do some karaoke. She can sing. She has a voice of an angel also.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But anyway, this kid gets up and
he's 12 years old.
Just goes to town, takes us all to church in the middle of karaoke.
Well, first, like everyone, you know, karaoke, like people are drunk. People are, you know, there's kids like singing, you know, not great. Like no one really, other than one lady, like had a really good voice. So then he comes up and it's like, whoa.
Phenomenal. And then we ran into him a couple hours later on the ship, and I went up to him. I said, hey, what is your name? His name is Angelo Gray, stud. And I told him, I said, do you know you're going to be famous one day? I said, you need to go on American Idol. Are you think you're going to go on American Idol one day? He's like, maybe. And we took a picture with him. We'll post it.
Yeah. And then we ran into him on the beach.
The next day in Bermuda, on the beach. By the way, y'all need to go to Bermuda.
Seriously, it's
awesome place. We'll talk more about that in a sec. But we ran into him on the beach. There was two girls that was with us too that came from the ship. They weren't with us, but they were in this particular area. And I don't remember if we brought up Angelo before or if we saw him and brought it up. Do you remember?
We brought it up before, and then someone said, he's right there. I think it was Allie that said, he's right there.
Yeah, so I yelled at him, Angelo! Brought him over. I said, hey, can you sing for these girls? We were just talking about you. And he goes, yeah, what do you want me to sing?
Just right on spot.
And I was like, whatever you got, whatever you have prepared, you can sing. So Michaela pulls out the video. We'll post the video for you all.
Yes.
And he just starts singing a cappella.
Like an angel.
Seriously. I love this kid. He's...
Well, and then we, like one of the last nights, we were at karaoke again. And sure enough, like I was telling Brent, I hope that he's there. And then Brent says, look behind you, your boy's here. And I'm like, no way. And he is like up getting ready to like sing and stuff. And his mom and dad were
there. Well, I turned around. I said, are you going to sing? He said, yeah.
Yeah. So he gets up. And then after I go and I was like, I got to talk to his mom. So I go and talk to his mom and I said, he is going to be a star someday. And she was like, well, actually, he's already been on two movies. He just finished a movie with Mark Wahlberg. I mean, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, like he was on Running Man. And it was still like, it was just out in theaters. And I'm like, gosh, how in the world did that all happen? And she said, well, he got an agent, they found him, and he sang the national anthem, and that's how his agent found him. But little did they realize that he could act too, not just sing. So
yeah, when we went up to him and I told him, you're going to be famous someday, he could have said, well, I already am.
Right. So but humble.
He didn't.
And I said that too. I was like, he never told us that he was famous. And she was like, yeah, he won't. He's very humble and such a good kid. And so anyways, so.
Yep. Angelo,
follow him.
If you listen to this, if you happen to see this, you are incredible. Stay this way. Stay humble and work your tail off. And the sky's the limit, my man.
And your auntie from afar is very proud of you.
Okay. Switching gears. Go to Bermuda. That place is awesome. We had so much fun. We rented scooters. We got to drive around. I am probably going to join a motorcycle club after
no,
this.
You are not, especially
just kidding.
After what happened.
I came to find out there's a good reason I don't own a motorcycle, and I never will, because when I get in situations like that, my personal safety goes out the window. I don't care about myself, which it's not. Don't not care about yourself.
No, the first literally seconds that he's on this moped or scooter, he's taken out his camera and or his selfie stick, and he's like taking pictures, and then he's swerving in and out. He's standing up. He's just an idiot. And I'm behind
I did a
him,
look, ma,
like,
no hands.
Yeah. And I'm like, Brent, and you can't, you know, hear. He couldn't hear me. And I'm trying to honk the horn and everything because I'm riding behind him. Ugh, you're a little kid. So, yeah, no motorcycle for Brent.
Yeah, and they drive on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, it's
and these
super
roads
trippy.
Are about as wide as we are.
I'm not joking. So you would have someone, the more experienced, you know, people who live there are on their actual motorcycles, like zooming in right by you, like in swerving into the next lane and then coming into your lane and coming behind you and then in front of you. And it's like, oh my goodness. It would scare me half the time.
Yeah, or you're coming around these corners. Like, it's pretty windy on a lot of these. You know, you're going up and down hills and stuff. And you come around this corner, and then all of a sudden there's a car speeding around this other corner. And you're on the opposite side of the road. So, like, your first initial thought is, oh, you know. And then you remember, okay, I'm in the right lane. I mean, the left lane, which is the right lane over there. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And I kept looking back and seeing Michaela and how much fun she was having.
It was my idea to get these scooters, you guys, because I went to Hawaii on a work trip, and it was like the best time of my life. So I'm a little kid at heart when I get to be on a scooter in a different place. So, like, being able to see the views and the people, you guys, like, the kindest people you will ever meet. Like, they are truly God's people. Like Brent said, it's like, I don't know, one of the examples is we got lost from, there was two other couples that were with us, and one of the couples rode together. She was kind of a little scared to ride by herself, so she rode with her husband, and we, because they were together, anytime that you would go up a hill, it was like super slow for them, and we were just buzzing. And
it was,
so,
no, it was pretty slow for me because, remember, I had gained some weight on this trip.
Oh my gosh. There were a couple times that he was like trying to like push himself. But anyways, so there was a time that we got separated from them. And so me and Allie, another couple, and Brent, we all stopped. And Luke, Allie's husband, went back and like looked for them. And while we were stopped, we were probably stopped for what, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In that 10 minutes, there were at least four people that stopped, and
everybody,
like,
there wasn't a single person that drove by that didn't say something.
Yeah, they all stopped and they just said, like, is everything okay? Do you need directions? Like, you know, just checking, because technically, we, I mean, not a lot of people have cell phone service.
Well, and they knew we were tourists.
And yeah, they knew that we were tourists. But one sweet little lady, she was walking and she's like, "Are you guys okay?" And we were like, "Yeah, we just got lost from our other friend and stuff." And she's like, "Okay, well, you have to be really careful." And she's giving us all these tips. And we were asking her where a good place to stop to eat was, because we had plans, but we were like, "Is there anything else that would be good?" And she recommended that we got...
Well, there's this place that has fish sandwiches.
Yeah.
If you can call them that.
Oh my gosh. You guys, these fish sandwiches were, I'm still salivating.
But there was two options, two different kinds of fish. And she recommended one and she said she didn't really like the other. This is how I know she's not an angel. Because her recommendation wasn't right. But we got back with our friends. We go to this restaurant.
It's like a little hole in the wall.
Awesome. I'm one of the top five sandwiches I've ever had in my life. The other one was a lobster roll that we had in Boston. Michaela didn't think so.
No, it was so dry. Anyway, this sandwich, you guys, was like, if you're watching, it was like this thick and like this wide. And just huge, with all like fish and coleslaw, this homemade dressing on raisin bread. Like, who would think to put that on raisin bread? But apparently in Bermuda, everything is made with
There's
raisins.
Lots of raisins.
Like, raisins are in every dessert. Like, it's crazy.
And for those of you that weren't watching, when Michaela said that it was this big, it's like 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even joking.
It was huge.
Covered in fish and coleslaw.
Sauce. And anyway, it was just so good.
So good.
But anyway, she was an angel in our little story because she just was so sweet. And she was kind of amazed at us, too. She took a picture. I don't know if you saw that, but she took a picture of us while she was walking like the other direction. So
Bermuda is full of angels.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, when I say the kindest people I've ever... encountered.
Yeah.
I think I'm a nice person. I am not even close to how genuine and how nice Bermudians are. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. When we were stopped anywhere, like we would get honks, we would get like waves and people just like loving on us and smiling and cracking jokes. And it was like mind blowing how nice everyone was. But on the second day, we decided, well, I called the scooter place because we were only supposed to have our scooters for one day. And I called
Only 5 o'clock.
Yeah, until 5 o'clock. And it was going to be a little bit past that. So I called and I just said, "Hey, we're going to be probably a little bit late. Is that going to be okay? Or do we need to leave now?" And he was like, "Oh, no, ma'am, you can keep it for an extra day for free. We'll let you do that. Like, no problem at all." And I'm like, "What? Like, okay." So we got to keep the scooters overnight and we had to return them at least by 11 the next day. So all of us couples, we decided that we wanted to like hit up, it's called Hamilton, a little city that has shopping and all that stuff that we didn't get to go to the day before. Because we did want to get back like at
we
a
went,
decent
we went
time.
Through Hamilton. We just didn't go through the like city area, yeah. The downtown.
And so we wanted to go back. It was about a 45-minute drive. And so we went back the next morning, not realizing that Hamilton was seriously where we were going, an actual city, like literally downtown, you know, New York, Seattle, all that, like traffic,
well,
like
not
crazy.
Not like that big, but it well, seemed
okay,
like it because...
seriously, on a scooter, it was like that.
It was chaos. It was so fun.
It was so fun, but at the same time, my heart about died like every turn. Because you're literally on the wrong side of the road. Like, it's not bad when you're, like, there's not a ton of traffic. But when you are literally on big hills, lights everywhere, you have to stop trying to find where
the group
is. Well,
because we had got separated.
Lost. Yeah. And we go shopping. It was a great experience. Like, we wish that we had more time to be there. But as we were leaving, we got a little separated from the group. And so Brent and I were waiting for them where their scooters were.
Which I put my scooter with the kickstand, but I was angled down a little bit. And so when I let go, it went forward and lost the kickstand and fell over.
Broke two pieces on the scooter. I was literally the whole time I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost us? And so anyway, so the group comes back and they had to, because we were separated like between like, I think it was there's buses like between.
Yeah,
us
we were
or
pulling
something.
Out from two different.
Yeah. So they pull out and then we are waiting. But mind you, like they drive on the opposite side of the road in Bermuda. So normally when you are turning right, you are going to
you don't cross
a lane of traffic. So like you're used to looking left to see if cars are coming. Brent, you can tell him.
Remember, I'm a professional driver too.
Yeah.
But so we were pulling and it was chaos. There was a ton of cars and stuff. So the other half of our group pulls out going right. So they pass us. And as they're about to pass us, they were already in the other lane, right? I start to go to pull out to get behind them. And, you know, we were trying to stay together, but I was looking left and I had forgotten to look right. And then all of a sudden I look right as I'm almost out into the lane. I think I was actually in
the
lane.
You were out in the lane. And
yeah, I was out in the lane and I see this bus right there.
Literally 2 inches away from getting freaking.
So I put my foot down and I swerve over a little bit more. And I'm not joking. It was within an inch of me right here and goes right by. And
I yelled,
Michaela screamed
so loud
right before I about got hit. And, you know, she had to watch the whole thing.
My heart.
But so we ended up obviously being okay. And the next 15 minutes driving back, I'm kind of laughing, but also praying, thanking Heavenly Father for protecting me and
having administering angels that protected you. So the whole time I'm driving back, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost us for, you know, the damages to the scooter?
She was more concerned about the scooter
I know
than
I was.
Me.
And then we get back and we pull in because we were talking about it before, like, okay, we'll just try and pop the piece back on, you know, and I'd asked Brent, I was like, are you going to tell him about all of the, you know, other things? And he was like, well, yeah, of course. And that's the honest guy that he is. But so we pull in and I'm thinking they're going to look at all of our scooters. And Brent was like, well, the guy was like, how was it? I don't see any scrapes or bruises or anything on you guys.
Yeah,
like
he looked at
a
us,
joke.
Made sure that we looked good. And I guess he assumed since we didn't have any scrapes or anything on us or bandages,
that's how they can tell. And Brent's like, well, I have to be honest. Like, and he gives him the pieces and of the scooter. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, you're fine. And
except he spoke perfect English. It
oh
wasn't
my
like that.
Gosh, whatever. You're such a brat. But he's like, you're fine. Like, don't worry about it. And I was like, what? And so then another guy comes up and the one that helped us out getting the scooters. And he's like, how was your time and stuff? And Brent goes to him and like shows him the pieces. I'm like, babe, like the other guy said it was fine. Like, don't announce it again. Like maybe they'll change their mind.
Oh, wait, you were right. The first guy didn't speak perfect English.
I was going to say,
yeah,
like,
the first guy. No, the second guy did.
And then, but you see all of these like moped pieces or
broken pieces
like that people have obviously like big pieces. Ours were like tiny little pieces, but they were so kind. The guy was like, don't worry about it at all. I'm so glad that you had fun. And he's like apologizing to us like for having us wait a little bit. And oh, it was just, they are so kind. Like I cannot speak more highly of Bermuda people.
Yep.
So you got to go visit. We're already planning our next vacation there and it's beautiful. So
it's incredible. You need to rent scooters. Be careful.
And go to Owl. What was the place? Owl.
Art Mills.
Art.
Spicy Dicey.
Owl.
No, it's just Art Mills.
Or yeah, Art Mills Spicy Dicey Restaurant. It is
best sandwich you'll ever have.
Seriously.
Yeah. Okay. We love you all. Thank you for listening. If you like cruises, let us know what we did wrong. And if you want us to change our minds, then you can pay for a cruise for us and we'll go.
Preferably Alaska.
Yeah, that might be one that we'll pay for.
Yep.
I'm going to leave you all with a truth. I know that God is in constant pursuit of you, of me, and of all of us. He loves us so much, and he's ready and waiting, no matter how many times we tell him no, because we tell him no a lot, and we need to get better at that. But no matter how many times we turn our back, he never turns his back on us. He's there waiting with open arms. He loves us more than we even can comprehend what the word love means. It's the best. It's the best kind of love. Love you all. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.